President Kufuor told an audience at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London that while the political situation in his country may be improving, a lack of respect for human rights is still the reality for some African countries, in particular Zimbabwe. The violence in Zimbabwe has drawn new attention to the deteriorating situation in the southern African country, where an increasingly autocratic President Robert Mugabe is blamed by opponents for repression, corruption, acute food shortages, and inflation of 1700%, the highest in the world. Neighboring African countries have drawn criticism from the international community for not doing enough to stem the oppression of the government of President Mugabe. In comments to the British Broadcasting Corporation this week, the United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Christopher Dell, expressed disappointment at what he called the passivity of neighboring states, including South Africa, in the face of the suffering of Zimbabweans. But Mr. Kufuor defended how the leaders of Nigeria, South Africa, and other African countries have responded to the crisis.
The African Union is very uncomfortable. I know personally that presidents like Obasanjo and Mbeki and others tried desperately to exercise some influence for the better in your country, but they came against stiff resistance. I mean, and what can Mbeki, as a man alone, do against Zimbabwe? In our own various ways, we're trying very hard to exercise some influence. And I tell you, we are serious.
On Thursday, it appeared one African nation was taking action. Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete flew to Harare to hold talks with President Mugabe, according to the presidential office in Tanzania. Officials said Kikwete, a respected diplomat and peacemaker, was hoping to cool tensions in Zimbabwe. Tanzania is one of three Southern African nations appointed by a regional bloc to try to help calm the turmoil in Zimbabwe. But protesters who interrupted Mr. Kufuor's speech in London on several occasions were adamant that more needed to be done to loosen Mr. Mugabe's grip on power. Among the protesters was Brilliant Pongo.
We expect them to come out more openly and condemn what is happening in Zimbabwe. There's been a lot of this quiet diplomacy going on behind the scenes. As people on the ground, we don't know what is going on. They keep saying they are doing a lot of work behind the scenes. We have not seen the fruits of that work. And this is why we are coming out here to express our disgust and anger at the situation in Zimbabwe.
The demonstrators in London echoed the beliefs of many Zimbabweans still living in the country. They say that while their country, which gained independence in 1980, is free from colonial rule, they are not truly free since President Mugabe, who has been in power since independence, continues to deny his people basic human rights. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.